welcome to Federal Workers Comp Coffee Break with your podcast host, Dr. Taylor, the Federal Workers Compensation Consultant, where we discuss all sorts of topics related to OWCP, FICA, DOL, Longshore, and any other type of federal workers comp. And in this short coffee break format, we will discuss common topics related to filing an appropriate claim, rules and provisions, rights and responsibilities, as well as covering tips on how to successfully navigate federal workers' comp to assist you with your claim. As your host, I've been doing federal workers' comp training and teaching as a consultant for over 26 years, and I've developed this podcast in an effort to help assist with people who want to learn how to successfully navigate the workers' comp waters of the federal workers' comp system, no matter which division you're in, whether it's FICA or OWCP or Longshore. We'll cover all of those topics. And when we do this, we try to keep it in a short format. So what we like to try to do is do it as a coffee break and do it for just a few minutes. So without further ado, let's get started with that coffee pouring. And we will start working on discussing what we need to do as we go forward. All right, let's begin.
So, I've got my coffee ready. Do you? Coffee's nice and hot today, by the way. So, we're going to do the first of many that have to do with establishing a claim. And by the way, this is going to be one of the few that I ever do that's very general. This is a very general coffee break podcast where I'm going to just run through basics of, all right, I've got one of two scenarios. I either got hurt on a one shift, like we talked about before, and we are going to file a traumatic injury, or I've been hurt in a different way where it's either two or more shifts, or that's a reoccurrence, or there's a death claim and I don't know what to do. So these scenarios, we're going to go through a very general rundown of what to do if you got hurt and you're trying to file a claim and you saw this podcast, or somebody that you work with that works in the federal government recommended it to you and said, hey, go listen to this. This guy will tell you what to do. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do a very general rundown, okay? And when I do this, I want you to understand that if you don't understand some of the terms in this rundown, you can look at the links in the podcast that are listed and go in and listen to the other ones if you're doing a specific one like a CA1 traumatic injury or CA2. But for this particular podcast, this one is going to be what we call a cheat sheet. This is going to be the one that gives you the quick reference for you if you just got hurt or you're at home tonight and you're going, man, I didn't like the way that worked out today and I got some problems and some worries about filing my claim. So now that we know that can be a problem, what we want to do is we want to just make sure that you have a general understanding. So as a general understanding, what I like to do is try to run through just the basics understandings of what is required and what you should know. All right, so let's start. If you just got hurt and you're in these different scenarios, let's run through the basics, okay? First of all, the employee, that's you. You got to notify your employee, and you should have been trained. And if you haven't been trained or you don't remember your training, then you should have a certain type of occupational health accommodation. It could be human resources. It could be occ health at the VA. It can be employee designated supervisor for occupational injuries. But you got to notify them, and you have to file appropriate claim with appropriate form. All OWCP, DOL, and FICA forms, not longshoremen, this is just those, are on what's called CA forms. There are CA forms. If you're going to file an incident form or an occupational illness over a range of more than two shifts or greater, you have to use the right form. So remember in the last podcast we talked about, if you notify your employer, they're going to start the process by giving you the appropriate form. So the first appropriate form, if you got hurt on one day, and it doesn't matter if you got hurt 17 times during the course of a day, if it happened all in one day, that's going to be a traumatic injury, and that's form CA1. That's notify the employer, give the employer the form CA-1. There are certain sections you fill out, certain sections they fill out. We're going to go into great detail in another podcast, but again, we're keeping it general. And then you're going to learn that you need to be able to upload this documents. There are an e-comp system for us. There's an e-comp-like system. It's called something else for your employer, where everything is uploaded into a portal. You can also mail it, return receipt, which I recommend as a backup, to OWCP at their field office in London, Kentucky. Now, once the employer and the employee has filled it out, the employer must send their section of the claim form, the CA-1, within 10 days. Okay? Remember that part. Now, if you do an occupational illness or disease and it's over a course of two shifts or more, and that's your claim for compensation, remember, you can e-comp that one or mail it like we talked about to OWCP in London, Kentucky. But here's the thing to remember about the CA-2. You're going to need your written statement. And the written statement, I do not recommend you do it typed. I definitely recommend that you do it in handwriting so that there's no accusation that someone else did it for you. And you want to sign it. And we're going to talk to you about how to do a proper written form in the future on other podcasts. The second thing you want to remember is the physician you choose, okay, has to be an approved provider. And he has to do what's known as a causation report as part of a medical narrative, okay? Your doctor cannot do it a report. It has to be a medical narrative. There's also an accompanying form that goes with these two filings, okay? We'll talk about that later because there's a CA-1. You want to have a CA-20. That's the attending physician statement. If you have a CA-2, you want to accompany that with a CA-35, and it could be a 35A through H. There's different levels of CA-35s for occupational illnesses and disease. Now, the third category that's also very commonly, probably the one I find that people do the most inaccurately and make the most mistakes, and that's your form CA-2A, notice of reoccurrence. You file that in the scenarios where you think that during the same job, doing the same kind of work, your injury has come back and it's hurting you in the same area. There's two important things to remember about that. Now, remember, with a CA-2A, same thing applies. You got file it with your employer's designated person. It's form CA-2A, and you're going to need, again, their handwritten statement on why and how and what and when, where, how it all happened. And you're also going to need a causation medical narrative from your doctor, who has to be an approved OWCP, DOL, FECA, or longshore provider. Next, OWCP, that's the Office of Workers' Comp Programs under the Federal Employee Compensation Act, assigns a OWCP case number, and then you will be assigned a claims examiner. Again, we'll go into the specifics of this later. But when you're receiving your claim number from OWCP, that does not mean that they've given you an accepted claim. It just means that they have started what's called development. Your claim is under pending development. When your claim is accepted, you shouldn't get an acceptance letter either through eComp or through the mail or both, and it'll list all the accepted conditions. Make sure that everything that you want is accepted. In other words, all the areas you mentioned, that there's no discrepancies. And if not, you want to make sure and get your doctor to upgrade and expand both anything that's missing, whether it's severity and extent or areas of injury in the medical narrative. Your claims examiner is a judge, basically, who is the initial assessor of your claim. It is best to always correspond in writing by email and fax, as well as to phone call, and demonstrate with a diary and keep logs of all of your conversations, because there's a lot of times they say, well, I didn't do it. So you want to make sure you have a diary, and you want to keep a diary of any time you try to send something, e-comp, mail, phone, or fax. Next, remember, you have to select a treating physician that's approved provider. Okay, under OWCP, remember, you do have the right to select your own physician, but you have to understand that that's not always going to be easy, because most of you have doctors that are not OWCP approved providers. So you got to find somebody that is an OWCP approved provider. OWCP, as you know, is a special section a federal law. It's for workers' comp. And there's a lot of requirements for doctors' documentation that have a lot of probative legal value to them. And these medical narratives and causation statements and five basic elements are kind of a medical legal verbiage. And you really have to understand this stuff. And the more your doctor has a lot of experience and the more your provider really understands how to do these letters, the better chance you'll get appropriately treated and accepted so that it doesn't affect your job, your career, your injury, or your disability, etc. As well as continuation of pay, all these different things that have to be done that most doctors don't know how to do. It is not uncommon for these employees to pick a doctor or a surgeon that does not know how to fill out OWCP documentation. It screws the case all up. So you got to make sure that you understand how to select a treating physician. And also understand that if you don't, okay, if you don't understand this part of it, this is the most common mistake. In cases of OWCP claims, you can't just pick your regular medical provider. So you got to be careful with this. Don't go to your medical provider that you normally see who has no experience of dealing with on-the-job injuries and fills out the wrong form. He'll take you off work with the wrong form, not an appropriate CA form like a CA-17 or CA-5, and you're not going to get paid to be off work. You're not going to receive continuation of pay. They're going to charge your sick leave, and you're not going to appropriately file in the right timelines. There's all kinds of mistakes that you can make here, so you got to be very careful when you choose your provider. Now, when you're going through the assessment phase and the development phase, if you're a CA1 acute traumatic injury, the employer is supposed to authorize a treatment with another form called a CA16. Now, that's important to understand because a CA16, okay, is a responsibility of the employer. The agency advisor, whoever the person designates, should promptly authorize medical care on form CA-16, which means he has to sign it. There's a page there, you have to sign it. Then it's called the CA-16 Authorization for Examination and/or Treatment. You got to get that form from that employer representative and hang on to your copy of it when you get it, because you want to present it to every initial medical provider during the first 30 to 60 days while your claim is being processed in development, okay? So a lot of times if you go to the hospital or you'll go to an urgent care center, you'll give them the CA-16, they'll keep it. And then when you try to follow up with another doctor, they'll ask for the CA-16, and then your employer says, I've already given it to you. So make sure you keep your copy, because everybody that you see can use that CA-16, which allows for you to be treated under development. This is an important thing to remember. So if your employer denies treatment, you can still go to the physician or the facility of your choice. But you have to understand that CA-16, even if you go for 30 to 60 days before you get an answer on your case, everybody that you see that gets a copy of that CA-16 and they want MRIs, they want blood work, they want to give you a shot, they want to give you medicine, whatever it is, they're all going to get paid, even if your case is denied up until the point of that denial. So you're not stuck with any bills. That's important to remember, okay? That's how you start out, CA1s, CA2s, and then you want to make sure you get your CA16 signed for the employer, and then go find you an OWCP-approved doctor. Now, the CA16, you can use it at any hospital urgent care. I'm going to do a podcast on that, but that is a big problem because most of these urgent care centers and hospitals do not know how to process this paperwork. Understand that there are ways to work through the pending development of claims. We're going to do that. I'll explain that to you later. But I want you to understand that there are also processes for you to be able to work through all kinds of denials, okay? But you have to make sure that you understand that if you're injured, that you can select your own doctor. It can be any doctor anywhere in the U.S. The OWCP pays up to 100 miles for travel. There's OWCP pays for unlimited treatment for your lifetime as long as the doctor can provide medical necessity. And only your doctor determines whether you can go back to work and whether you have work restrictions or total disability And you can change your treating physician by writing OWCP request and change. So all these things we're going to discuss in the future. But you do not have to be bullied into going to wherever your employer representative tells you to go. You do have a right to say, no, I'm going to go see my doctor. And then you just go. Just make sure they give you these appropriate CA forms. Okay? Again, if you want to find me as a provider in the Florida area, you can reach me at 813-877-6900. If you want to reach out to me as a consultant and help your doctor in your state and your area, you can reach out at FedConsultants, okay, that's consultants with an S, at protonmail.com. That's what you do when you first get injured. So I want you to understand that it's important to know your proper forms and to get your CA-16 and know how to pick your doctor. So this is the first checkoff sheet that I want you to have that gets you started. So I'm going to let Mrs. Tasha Cobb-Leonard take us out as I finish up my coffee. I just want to remember to tell you guys that if you put on a badge, if you drive that bus, if you go and deliver that mail, if you're the one that there is always depending, that we're all depending on, because of the job that you do to make this country run, I just want to say thank you. And remember, I'm doing this here for you, and I'm always here to help. So we'll see you next time, and we'll finish up this coffee today, and I'll let you listen to Tasha take us out to You Know My Name. You can buy this song on iTunes as well. It's one of my favorites. See you next time, everybody. Give me my heart, Lord.